Though this healing story is quite familiar and even stirs memories of creative storytelling as a child in Sunday school, I have a hard time not thinking of something else when I read this story now. In 2010, at our denomination's General Assembly, Cynthia Bulbach, a ruling elder from the D.C. area, was standing for election as moderator of the assembly. In her speech as a candidate, she read this passage from Mark. Her focus at the time was on the paralyzed man, suggesting that the PCUSA was the paralyzed one suffering fatigue over constant battles, uncertainty, and fear over the effective proclamation of the gospel in the 21st century. At that time, she painted a powerful picture of how she saw the church. But what was more powerful was the sermon she preached at the assembly in 2012, this time at the end of her service as moderator. 2 years later, I have a different focus and a different point of view, she said. I do not believe the PCUSA is paralyzed, although we are light years removed from the 1950s during which denominationalism and church structure thrived. We are actively engaged and concerned with what God would have us do and be. By the end of her 2-year term of service, her focus shifted from seeing the church as the paralyzed man to seeing the church as the helpers who lowered him through the roof to see Jesus. Bulbach said, "At the heart of the gospel, at the heart of each community of faith that seeks to proclaim the gospel, is not structure or form of government. At the heart of the gospel lie disciples, like these in Mark, who are willing to take risks, willing to do whatever it takes to help others see Jesus. Not just carry those whom they like, but maybe even carrying those they don't know, those they don't like, willing to go up to the roof, willing to cut a hole in it." She continued talking about the disciples she saw at work in every nook and cranny of the church. Midway through her service, though, she was diagnosed with cancer that would eventually take her life. So she reflected on how she went from observing those disciples at work to feeling them, uplifting and supporting her. This kind of shift in point of view happens from time to time when encountering Scripture, if we're willing to let it happen. Like in the story of the prodigal, sometimes we read it and we feel like we're the older brother. Sometimes we identify with the younger brother, and then we all hopefully try to find ourselves in the Father. Depending on what is going on in your life, you may enter today's story from the point of view of the paralyzed man, the one who just can't get to Jesus on his own but desperately needs to. Sometimes you are the one who needs to be lifted up and carried. I imagine most of the time, most of us are probably found in the crowd, maybe squished into the corner or right outside the door, but still in earshot. And then hopefully, there are the times when we are the friends, when we are the ones who need to get our friend or neighbor to see Jesus. So we climb on the roof, tear off part of it, and lower our friend down into Jesus' presence. Sometimes we are the ones taking the risk to help others see Jesus. This is part of what it means to be a disciple, and that is what it means to be a church. Jesus knew, he sure knew what he was doing when he put us together like this, because each of us will find ourselves identifying with a different character in this story at different times in our lives. So God puts us together so that we're not all spectators and we're not all paralyzed or we're not all the helpers all at the same time. Jesus knew we were better together. Cynthia Bulbach's change in perspective had another layer of depth. There were a lot in the denomination who were upset or angry that she was elected. There were more who were upset or angry about her vision for the church and the position she took on divisive issues. She reflected on that too, saying, "Many disagree with me, but they have reached out to help me to the roof and carried me to see Jesus. None of our disagreements matter without disciples who are willing to take risks for the sake of the gospel. Let's not worry about process and structure. Instead, let's pray that we will be given the faith that Jesus saw in those disciples. Let's commit ourselves to be those disciples who will take risks, who will carry others up to the roof. If we commit ourselves to lift someone we don't know, someone we don't like, we will soar on wings like eagles. We will run and not grow weary. We will walk and not grow faint, because we will be helping people see Jesus. What more could we ask for? If we are to take Bulbach's call to action from Mark seriously, we need to look around and see who we are being called to lift up. Who is it that needs to see Jesus? And I don't mean this in a knock on random doors asking if they've heard about Jesus kind of way. But who really needs to see Jesus? To know Jesus, not just know about him. In the past weeks, perhaps someone you know and love, someone among us, has been the one in need of support because of the government shutdown. While the shutdown is over for now, we don't have a real solution yet. And the risk we take instead of tearing a hole in the roof is to contact our elected officials, urging for an end to the shutdown. And the risk we take instead of lowering these federal workers down on a mat is to support resources like Networks Cooperative Ministries, Net Food Pantry, and others who can lift these folks up in this time. I also see those who are lonely. They don't need money, they need company. They don't need food, they need someone who will sit across the table from them and share a meal. The risk you take instead of tearing a hole in a roof is to make time to visit that person who's been on your mind. The risk you take instead of lowering the widow down through the roof is to pick up the phone and check on her and let her know she hasn't been forgotten. And I wonder if there aren't a whole lot more who need to see Jesus that don't look like they are in need. These are the ones who think they have seen Jesus, but have only seen a Jesus that we don't recognize. The Jesus they have seen is not the one that we know. The Jesus they have seen only wants them if they behave a certain way or love certain people. The Jesus they have seen in some followers has hurt them, excluded them, or abandoned them. So the risk we take instead of tearing a hole in a roof may be far scarier, and that is to risk looking like some kind of Jesus freak to tell them about the Jesus you have seen. Right? It's scarier. The risk of looking like some kind of Jesus freak to tell someone about the Jesus that you have seen. The risk we need to take is not to lower someone into Jesus' presence, but to be Jesus' presence for them, showing the love, grace, and acceptance that we have seen in the witness of Scripture and in the witness of Christian community. We have something good to share, but we're too scared to share it. That kind of risk can be far more frightening or perilous in our world and in our lives than tearing a hole in a roof or carrying a paralyzed friend. But the heart of the gospel lies in disciples like the ones in Mark, who are willing to take risks, willing to do whatever it takes to help others see Jesus. So let's listen to what our departed former moderator said. Let's pray that we will be given the faith that Jesus saw in those disciples. Let's commit ourselves to be those disciples who will take risks, who will carry others up to the roof. If we commit ourselves to lift someone we don't know, even someone we don't like, we will soar on wings like eagles. We will run and not grow weary. We will walk and not grow faint because we will be helping people see Jesus. Then, perhaps we will join those in the crowd that day who were amazed, praising God and saying, "We've never seen anything like this." What more could we ask for? And so now to the one who, by the power at work within us, is able to do far more abundantly than all we can ask or imagine. To God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.